Bud Light, get tanked happy hour. Powered by Green Legion Radio. Brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at MCSinc-PA.com for all your residential contracting needs. And I'll get you that number in a second. Chris isn't here, so I screwed that up already. Everybody, on behalf of Hollis Thomas and myself, Mr. Tank Dog, right here next to me. How are you, sir? We're going to have an interesting episode tonight. We're going to get into the bitter, bitter and depressing history of the Reed family. And there's going to be some moments where, you know, I kind of like chiding this guy as often as possible. But after reading everything that has taken place in this guy's family life, I almost, and I stress almost, feel bad for him in a couple of areas.
I have empathy for those areas.
I want to, but you sir are going to be pivotal in this show because you actually had a handle on. I have a huge question to ask, and I don't want to give it away just yet. Because you are going to be able to answer that.
Yeah, because you know I'll try to answer now, but so I don't want you. That's why I don't want you to ask.
I hear you. Yeah. So we're going to get into that the Le'Veon Bell situation. We're going to talk a little Sixers and Phillies. We're not going to be on too long. Tank and I want to get over to Cavs River Deck to watch the game.
Damn, Skippy,
which is why we're starting at 5:30 this evening. So we appreciate you guys stepping up a half hour early and joining us. My cocktail's right here. That's Mark St. George, okay. Bored out of his skull down in Florida right now. What's up, baby? Let's get through all the preliminaries and the advertising conversation. This is week 21 of the I Pipe Sean McVay's fiance watch list.
So you figured it out. Like last week, you kind of skipped over.
I got it back.
You got it back. You got it back. He's back.
I got it back, and I would still pipe Sean McVay's fiance.
Join the club. We've got jackets.
Welcome to another edition of Green Legion Radio and the Get Tanked Happy Hour. Make sure you rate, review, download, subscribe to us on iTunes or Google Play by searching for Green Legion Radio. You can also find us on TuneIn Radio by searching for Green Legion Radio. But, of course, the easiest thing to do is just download the iHeartRadio app. You can listen to all four shows if you subscribe to Green Legion Radio on the iHeartRadio app like it's in your kitchen. You can also listen to us live on Saturday from 1 to 3 and Sundays from 11 to 12 on that iHeartRadio app, or if you're running around in the city, 102.5 FM. If you're up in Trenton, 104.1 FM. If you're anywhere else in the Delaware Valley, WDAS 1480 AM. But again, easiest thing to do, download that iHeartRadio app and then just connect to your car's computer and go from there. Green Legion Radio is brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, Stateside Vodka, and Stateside Bourbon. Meisinger Construction Services, that's MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all of your residential contracting needs. Check them out at MCSinc-PA.com. Make sure you mention the Green Legion, 10% off any residential contracting order, regardless of size. Pretty big, you guys. Awesome. The next sip is the best way to drink with hands free. You can chat and drink at the same time. The nextsip.com.
I saw a bunch of people at the breakfast brunch with the next sip.
Oh, yeah. All the Cavanaugh's restaurants, Cavanaugh's River Deck, which Tank and I are going to at 7:15.
Damn Skippy.
Cavanaugh's Head House, Cavanaugh's Rittenhouse, our good friend Paul working in the basement bar over there, and of course Brian Pavelchek up at Cavanaugh's University City. All the beautiful ladies over at Delilah's working their way through med school and law school. I'm sorry, I'm trying to.
We got the. We've
Jamie, you can come down Thursday. Jamie, you can come down whenever you want, sunshine.
Now Samantha has been so kind as to put the number.
Whose number's up?
The number for the.
For Meisinger.
Yeah, for Meisinger.
MCS.
For
Greg, yes. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate that. Hey, Lonnie. Anyway, sorry. And she did it again, 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Of course, all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Logan Square, Graduate Hospital, East Market, Northern Liberties, Fishtown. If you're not in the city or across the bridge, make sure you stay healthy with our good friends at Echelon Health and Fitness. David and Susie, and of course, our good friend Jeff Quinn. Bucks County Baseball Company. The website's bigger than a store. BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. King of Prussia Diner opening soon. And, of course, Cherry Hill Triplex and soon-to-be Twin Spires. Woo-hoo. Sportsbook, baby. Twin Spires coming to a Green Legion radio show near you soon.
Damn skippy.
We're going to get into it in just a second here. But beforehand, Hollis.
Yes, sir.
What happened this week in sports history and what happened this week in Hollis history?
Well, today is June the 14th, 2021. It's the 165th day of the year. There's only 200 of these puppies remaining. We're going to start off with events in 1989. Nolan Ryan becomes only the second pitcher to defeat all 26 teams in MLB. All 26 at the time. He's only the second one. There's been about 14 since then to beat all 30 teams, one being our own Curt Schilling. We go back to 1876 when the very first player, I put this one in here only because it's Philly related. The very first player to ever hit for the cycle was George Hall. He played for the Philadelphia A's. In 1976, the Gong Show premieres. In 1988, I told you this earlier.
We need a Gong Show clip. It's almost as good as.
In 1988, Guy premiered with their debut album, Guy. 1996.
That's chill.
Yeah. 1996. Oh. 1996, Cable Guy was released.
Oh,
Cable
God.
Guy. you can't tell me you didn't like the scene from Come Back Here So That I May Brain Thee. In 2002, Born Identity was released. I don't know if you're a Born Identity guy.
2002. Born Identity. Jason Bourne.
Yes.
Matt Damon, the first one.
Yes, the first one.
What'd you think about the one with Jeremy Renner?
I didn't like it at all.
I didn't care for it.
It totally sucked. Yeah. You know, the point I did like, though, was when they were trying to make old girl kill herself, but it brought me to the movie Shooter.
Okay.
It brought me to that movie.
Wahlberg.
Yes, it was a good movie as well. I have a couple of quick birthdays.
I never got through the whole thing, but I always like watching the end because it confuses the shit out of me.
Which one?
Shooter.
Shooter, yeah. It kind of confused me, but a little bit, but. But I got a couple of quick birthdays here. It started in 1961 with a boy George. 1964, my buddy.
Your boy.
Yeah. Jamie Dukes.
We can't make fun. Pride Month.
Enough Pride Month. 1969, Eugene Chung, my boy. Hi. Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, sir. You're just not the right minority for this coaching position.
Exactly. 1971, my boy Fred Baxter. 1972, Philly's own Rick Brunson. 1978, The Dream.
Does everybody know that story yet? We can interrupt just real fast.
Which one?
Eugene Chung.
I don't think everybody knows this.
You guys should hear this from Hollis's mouth. This is hysterical.
So apparently Eugene Chung.
And this is last month during Asian Pan-American Pride Month.
Exactly. So he goes into an interview for the offensive line coaching job.
What team? Do you remember?
I can't. He wouldn't reveal the team. But
he wouldn't reveal.
And then they actually are doing an investigation because he's only done a few interviews because he was here for a long time as an assistant here. So he's trying to get to be the head offensive line guy. So then he goes on the interview and they say, yeah, it's like, we'd love to hire you, but you're not the right minority.
Believe that.
I'm like, man.
Eugene Chung,
and
you're completely qualified. We'd love to hire you, but you're not the right minority.
Exactly.
And I would love to know who that is.
Me too. I've been trying to. I think they're doing the investigation and seeing if that's their practices. I forgot one birthday.
And here's Russ Taylor again. Sorry.
My guy, Russ. What's happening, Russ?
Russ
finally met
Russ. Russ gets pissed off when he's at work.
Yeah.
And people are bothering him during the show. Can you said it again? See, people always messing with me during the show.
No, I forgot one birthday. It's Marla Gibbs' birthday, 1931. She's still alive. You know who Marla Gibbs is?
I do not have the Jeopardy bastion of useless knowledge that you possess, sir.
Marla Gibbs is she used to play on 227. She was also the maid on the Jeffersons.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So it was her birthday. And I was going to save the stories for.
That's what you get for saying that, Lonnie. I'm going to put it up on on the board.
What'd she say?
She said, apparently I'm the elder of this group.
Well, and I was going
to
say,
and Lonnie, you're right on this one, Russ. You do need a 9-to-5 job.
I was going to tell you the one thing that I was going to do was with the story was save it. Go ahead.
Russ Taylor. That's Eugene Chung. That's like saying you're black, but you're not black enough.
Pretty much. I'm gonna save my story.
We cover racial divides by making fun of everybody.
Yes,
that's what we do here.
If you can't laugh at it, that means you're taking life too serious.
Thank you. Yeah, Thank you.
So when the dust settles, I'm gonna save the story for when we start talking about what we talk about, because my stories. I have a few stories for that particular time, and then one of them.
Talking about the Reed era.
Yeah, the Reed era. There's a couple of them I was part of, and I felt real bad about the situation too. And it was, but what I will tell you is, early on, this will be a quick story, but it's pertaining to what we're going to be talking about. So early on in my career, my first or second year, they were doing something to one of the older guys, kind of like forcing him out, like trying to force his hand, trying to force him out, not playing him, and always just like nitpicking at him. And then he pulled me to the side. He's like, you're young right now. He said, but watch what they're doing to you. This is a business. So if this happens to everybody,
right,
it's not the record, and it's not going to be the last time that they do this. He's like, but when they do it, when you leave with grace, integrity, and respect. That's what he said. And that always stuck with me. It stuck with me because towards the, I don't want to reveal my story, because the story that
it's coming,
it's coming. It pissed me off too, though. So. But that's the front part of the story that I'm going to tell.
Good. Well, it's a good start. Good. So let's get into it, man.
Okay.
Let's jump. Mm-hmm. We jumping, baby. What's that from?
White man can't jump?
Nope. So you're going to jump? Jumping, baby.
Wait a minute. Because you haven't seen Lean on Me.
Jumping, baby.
Where are we jumping from?
Ocean's 12.
Ah, okay. I only watched Ocean 11.
All right. Okay. So Andy Reid back in the news again, and we're gonna have a little show here, and we're gonna talk about Le'Veon Bell first, mm-hmm, and his beef with Andy and consistency that seems across the board. However, I might play the antithesis of you.
You can
on this one.
You can, but it's kind
of. I know you're supporting Le'Veon.
Or no, I'm not totally supporting him, but I know what he's going through.
Right,
and I've seen it because it didn't exactly happen to me.
Hold on,
but go ahead.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
So Le'Veon Bell in the news tweeted that he'd never play for Andy Reid again. Apparently, Tank can tell you better what's taking place with this situation and. Okay. We can say he got TO'd.
Yeah, he got a little TO'd, but the person I didn't give you was Mike Sinclair. So what went down was when Le'Veon Bell was trying to choose a team to go to, he came and he visited the Kansas City Chiefs. At the time, you know, they had one of the running backs went down with a serious injury. So they had some injury stuff. So they kind of wooed him they promised him that
he was supposed to be a tandem running back alongside Edwards-Helaire.
Well, no, he's supposed to be with Williams.
Nah,
Helaire was hurt.
No.
Okay.
When he originally came in,
the rookie was hurt.
It was no, but the plan was a tandem. He was coming off of injury.
Yeah, but see, they didn't want him to rush him back. See, they didn't want to rush the young guy back.
Whatever it was, he was supposed to be a tandem
running back, basically. Yeah. So he was supposed to get way more touches than what happened to him. So
David Harris shows up. First thing he says, Andy Reid sucks ass.
Yeah,
my man.
So it didn't pan out the way Andy said, as per usual, and he just got pissed off and it rubbed him the wrong way, and Andy still doesn't realize that he can't do people like that. Now, do you want me to give you?
Go ahead.
I'll let you.
So this is interesting what's happened in Kansas City, and you wonder if there are running back woes there right now, mm-hmm, because. Bell did come in, mm-hmm, expected to be a tandem when Edwards-Helaire got healthy, but he was, you know, playing alongside Darrell Williams. Now, after
Damian
all, Damian Williams.
Yes.
Damian Williams?
Yes, Damian Williams.
Damian Williams?
Yes.
We sure?
I'm almost positive. D-A-M-I-E-N.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No worries. I've looked it up, and I dissected it.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Well, not because I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, not talking about. I knew this was what happened with this situation. When I didn't see Le'Veon Bell getting any like real playoff reps after they brought the young guy back, I knew something was going to be.
But here's it. So he comes in. He's supposed to be a tandem running back. By the end of the season, Bell was an afterthought.
Right.
All right. Edwards-Helaire was riding the bench.
Right.
And Damien Williams was the go-to guy.
Right.
And all while Shady McCoy's in Tampa claiming he's Hall of Fame worthy after winning two Super Bowls and doing nothing to contribute to either. So, yeah. All right. He gets TO'd.
Mm-hmm.
But
he gets Michael Sinclair.
It gets Sinclair.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But is this something that Le'Veon Bell needs to look at a little bit more closely himself? English just said it.
No.
Reed is a pain in the ass, but Bell seems to have a history of the same thing.
No. Because when they called upon him, he had 4 yards per carry. In the game when they needed him in, go look at the stats. He had 4 yards per carry. Every time they threw him the ball, he caught it. He was producing.
He was abysmal.
No, he wasn't.
Kansas City.
Go look at his stats.
63 carries for 254 yards.
Yeah, but that was in spot duty. They didn't give
it
to ball.
It doesn't.
It's still 4 yards a carry.
Okay, we're gonna. Well, hold on a second. Okay, you're gonna claim you're right. You're gonna come over top of me because you played football and But all right, let's go over a couple of names.
Go ahead.
Abdullah has a job.
Abdullah the butcher.
All right. Wayne Gallman.
Wayne Gallman has a job.
Gainfully employed.
Yes.
As well as Corey Clement.
Right.
Clement.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Hill.
Right.
Tywan Jones.
Yeah.
Theo Riddick.
Oh, dear Lord.
All have jobs. Even Todd Gurley has Detroit interested in him right now.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't have a job?
He doesn't.
Le'Veon Bell.
You want to know why?
Because he's a pain in the ass.
No, because all those guys.
Hold on a second.
Hold on.
All in favor that Le'Veon Bell doesn't have a job because he's a. Shut up. Okay. Doesn't have a job because he's a pain in the ass. Raise your hand. Just say, I raise my hand.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
why he doesn't have a job.
No, but
I don't think it's because of talent.
It's not because. Okay.
It's because he's a pain in the ass.
No, what I'm trying to tell you is once you get long in the tooth, your veteran minimum is way more than anybody that you just mentioned.
He's not that long in the tooth.
Yes, he is.
Eighth year?
Eighth or ninth year. That's still.
$800,000. That's his veteran minimum.
Okay.
That's nothing.
But the guys you're speaking
of,
the guys you're speaking of is way less.
Todd Gurley's been in the league for 8 years.
No, Le'Veon Bell's longer than Todd Gurley.
Hold on.
Le'Veon Bell has been in the league longer than Todd Gurley.
What, a year?
Two, probably.
Maybe two. Okay, $100,000 to $200,000.
Is that?
No.
Trust me.
Nice try.
And I know what you're saying.
No.
No, I know what you're saying, but that's what I told you.
Le'Veon Bell has been in the league for 8 years.
Yes. How long has Todd Gurley been in?
Todd Gurley, I'm betting, is 6 or 7.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean a fucking bit.
What you're not understanding is that it doesn't mean a bit to us. And it's because
Todd Gurley, 3 years ago, 4 years in the league, season his seventh season.
Yeah.
You're right.
No. What I'm saying, and not only him being longer than two, but just
that's
in general.
That's the difference in veteran minimum.
Yeah.
$600,000,
$800,000. It's probably more. But I don't think
it's more than that.
I don't know.
Hold on. 8 year veteran.
And some of those guys you mentioned, you could always
minimum.
You always could put them on the practice squad. Some of those guys you mentioned.
NFL. League minimum salary. All right. NFL CBA, minimum salaries based on years of service. Because what's his name was getting paid big money.
Who that? Gurley?
Oh, magician. Long snapper. Eagles.
Which one? The new one?
No.
Dornbos?
Yeah, Dornbos. Okay, so if you're 6 years in the league, dude, it's nothing.
It's nothing. Well,
it's nothing. Okay. It's $1.05 million for 8 years compared to $910,000 for six.
And what I'm telling you is they count all the pennies. Because the one thing wait a minute. Before you start shaking your fucking head, the thing is when they
David Harris raises his hand.
Okay,
jackass.
He said jackass.
Jim Rakovitz, absolutely. Brian Walden raises his hand. Mark Kedzior raises his hand.
No.
Lonnie Zimmerman raises his hand. Mark St. George raises his hand.
I'm telling you what it is.
Everybody thinks he's a pain in the ass.
It's gonna be the other part and the salary. It's like why would I deal with that?
And now you're saying it's part of the
It's part of the salary, but the salary.
You are treading water right now.
Well, no, it's
now,
part, the salary is more part of it than you think. And he's probably pressing himself out of the picture.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
All right. Why he doesn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Basically a year off.
Okay.
Full year off.
Mm-hmm.
A shitty year with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
Averaging 3.7 yards a carry. And then he did. He was abysmal. He was abysmal for the Chiefs. There's a reason. There is one of two reasons why he's not on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Either he's unproductive or he's a pain in the ass. It's there's no two other ways. His contract with KC so incentive laden that Andy Reid sat his ass?
Probably.
I would love to see that.
Me too.
Because you could prove a point there.
Now, see, this is my point. When I'm proving a point, this is my point. What also probably happened, because if you don't get the opportunities, when he got the opportunities, he produced for them. So what I'm saying is, Mike Sinclair came in, and Mike Sinclair was towards the end of his career.
Hold on
1 second. Mike Sinclair was coming in at the end of his career. The only reason he came to us was because I got hurt.
He averaged 4 yards a carry.
Yeah. 2 4 yards.
For three, spot duty?
Three, four yards.
Carrell Buckhalter averaged 5.3 yards a carry in spot duty. He got ousted.
Three carries and what? 3 carries you have a what?
Huh?
3 4 yard carries and you have a what? A first down? Okay. So as I was saying.
Could you stop him?
More than likely.
All right. Well, then there we go. There's the answer to the question.
But they don't
defending him.
But they don't have me on.
Stop
they
defending
don't have me on
him.
Their roster. The part that I'm defending is why he said what he said, because the Michael Sinclair story goes like this. Michael Sinclair was pretty much retired after leaving Seattle. He came down because actually one Tommy Brazier had asked him to come down because I got hurt. And so he said, the only way that I'm coming is if I'm staying on the roster for the whole season, because his kids are homeschooled. He wasn't going to uproot his whole family and come down here unless they guaranteed that. They gave him the old handshake, the old cracking handshake. And midway through the season, they released him. And I was like, wow, I was a part of that crap, huh?
I don't know, man.
And that's the point. I get it.
You are definitely a player advocate.
So what the fuck? Hold on. What the fuck did you say that for? If you're not gonna do it, don't break. Don't
hold
preach.
On.
Hold on.
Hold
don't
on.
Preach. Don't
hold
preach.
On.
Family.
I just gave you your time.
Don't preach.
You're
family.
A player advocate. Now I know this one hits home because it's Andy, and we're gonna get into that.
He's been doing it.
What do you think? People should know that.
Yeah.
And if you're going to come in town with baggage, mm-hmm. and this motherfucker had more than carry on,
yeah.
all right, he had to check in a lot of his luggage.
Yeah, he did.
When he came in.
Yeah,
so
but
if
not,
you
but,
don't come in, no, no, if you don't come in with a better fucking attitude, which I guarantee, hey, here's the deal, all right, they got to the Super Bowl without him.
Mm-hmm.
Fact. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, they're more like, yeah.
Can we agree
yeah.
that if Le'Veon Bell was not on the roster, they still would have made it to the Super Bowl?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
So here you go, man. If it's kind of like trying to bang out the broad that you really want to smash.
Not really.
If you keep pushing it, she's going to move further and further away. And if he was in Andy's ear, mm-hmm. I want more playing time. Mm-hmm. I'm shutting down too.
I don't want to
defend Andy. I can't stand that.
It's not. It's that you don't have to be in anybody's ear. And that's the part where I'm this one.
It doesn't sound like he was a team player. Yeah. It doesn't sound like he was the guy that said, "I'm here for whatever you need. I'm ready to go. Just let me know." Why are you not playing me?
If you tell me something different, then what the fuck am I here for? He had other options to go to besides them. And he still has other options.
Hold on.
He still has other
options.
Hold on. I guarantee you he's got other
hold on. He had one or two. And he elected to go with a team that was favored to win the Super Bowl. No fucking way.
Yeah,
you're giving that argument to me.
He did have other teams.
No, that's bullshit. What's his name in the NBA that traveled around every city and thought he would chase the title?
the title chasing, yeah. But you're going to want to go to a team that's winning. But when you go into and you got other people looking at you, they still tell you what they want. What you want to hear.
Hold on.
Just like that girl.
We got to stop right now. We got to get into the room because there's some great fucking comments here. All right.
You don't marry the stripper.
You know that McDonald's is hiring Le'Veon Bell, right? That's from Russ.
Yep.
Lonnie raised his hand. Lou raised his hand. Jim raised his hand. Raised. Mark Kenziore, Brian Walden, David Harris, Mike English, Jamie Hollenbach. Tank's probably right. Been there. Bell been there a while. This is what you get for being your own producer. Thanks, St. George, you dick. Let's see here. There's a couple good ones in here. Mike English, what does Demi Lovato have anything to do with this?
Yeah. Thank you. There's something wrong with it. He's
Mark Kedziora. He's pissed off three teams already.
Yeah. You're going to piss off teams. Well, hold on. So
No.
So,
hold on. Let me hold that thought. Let me get through the room. Continue. All right. Keenan Harmon, I'll play football for $200,000 a season. I need a career change, my man.
You won't last a week.
Running backs are consumables. Correct, St. George. Here's the thing. If you can't play for certain coaches, that's a red flag, Russ. You're correct. No one likes a pain in the ass. Everyone hates an unproductive pain in the ass. Thank you, Lou. Tomasa, how are you, sweetheart? Or guy? I don't know. I forget. Desiree in the room again. Russ Taylor, okay, I'm going to say it. You don't marry the stripper. Mm-hmm. Le'Veon Bell married a woman named Mercedes. That is all. Townie, good to see you, brother. Let's see here. Mark St. George, every time you say Andy, a vein throbs on the side of your face. I know. I can't get rid of it.
And I am on an island by myself, but I don't give a fuck.
Brian Wald, thank you. Quimby, 5 stars at producing. Yeah, kiss my ass. Hey. And still hosting. So go ahead. Back to what I
asked only you. This is the only thing I'm saying is like we have to go through these things where everybody keeps saying it may be his fault, it might be his fault. But when the dust settles, if the person who you're coming to work for that tells you something and they lie to you, it's like what am I supposed to grin and take it? No.
Should Le'Veon have seen the writing on the wall though with an example like Shady McCoy the year before?
Possibly.
You know, Shady comes in.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And you know, and this is a guy who's played.
And who's played for him twice.
For Andy Reid already.
Twice. And you're right about that. And that's why he should have paid attention. That was a guy that he drafted and he treated him like that. Did you think he was going to treat you any better? And so I blame
you guys all know Hall of Fame. Hall of Famer LeSean McCoy, because he's won.
Two
Super Bowls back to back.
Actually, the funny thing about that is the reason when you mentioned that was one of my backstories of why he should have paid attention, and I think it's kind of his fault, but it's kind of Andy's fault too for he wooed him. He did what he was doing.
How does Shady not have a job right now?
He's a little long in the tooth, and he's probably he's got a lot of baggage too.
I don't know, man. 2-time Super Bowl winning LeSean McCoy.
I think they re-signed him in the
Does he still have that stringy ass goatee?
I don't know.
Looks like he can't fill in his like Joe Dirt. Without my it doesn't just doesn't grow in.
Just doesn't connect.
It grows in all white trash like that.
Yeah.
You guys don't go anywhere. We've got more to talk about. When we come back, we're gonna dig deep into the Andy Reid family saga here and you know why he's on. I've been wanting to talk about this for a little while and it's not going to be a long segment. It's going to be short, but I want to get to Tank's opinion on something. And I think anybody, I'll tell you this right now, I'm going to play a short song, less than 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. We're going to get up, do a shot, and that's it. Stick around for this. I have chills right now because you can see it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I have chills because I am so interested in the response that Tank is going to give us to a question that I think all of us have wanted to ask about Andy Reid or to Andy Reid that we never have or never had the opportunity, or it just got so far beyond the wayside that it never took place. So Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com. Stick around 3 minutes. We'll be back right after this. All right, Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour. There it is. Thank you, Tank. Mm-hmm. Powered by Green Legion Radio and brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. I appreciate you guys hanging around the room here because you guys are having a ball here tonight. Jesus. And Sam, I was going to leave this up forever if I could have. That's basically my job at GL Radio. I'm productive pain in the ass. Who asked? Russ Taylor was asking if a player could apply for unemployment.
Yep, we can.
That's awesome.
Only in certain states, mainly because they take it out of your check.
He's 105, bro. St. George, I don't know what you're referring to there. I must have missed something.
They were talking about one of the people who was talking about they wanted to play. He's like, I know it will last.
Look at, man, she's so hot. What are you talking about, man? She's 103 years old. Not that one, man. The young one. Scarface. All right. So let's get to it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's 105. Shady's 105. All right. So this is going to be an interesting conversation. And by no means am I trying to trample over somebody's grave.
Right.
Or... but I've always wanted to ask this question, and it's coming to you.
Okay.
All right. So the troubled past of Britt and Garrett Reed, right? We all know. So I'm wondering, and it's not the question I'm asking yet, okay, but I want to preface this bit, this content right now.
Okay.
Is the only place where Andy Reed's world makes any sense on the football field? 2007, both Garrett and Britt Reed were arrested for drug-related crimes. In the courtroom, with Andy and Tammy present, the judge referred to the Reed household as a drug emporium. A search of their home discovered a plethora of prescription and illegal drugs. At 22, and we all know Britt has plenty of problems coming up. At 22, Britt was sentenced to 18 to 23 months in jail plus probation. In 2007, he pointed a gun at someone during a road rage incident and was charged with a felony of carrying a firearm without a license. Garrett was a known user and dealer. As a matter of fact, he told his probation officer that he liked being a dealer. All right. He was also sentenced to 23 months in prison for his involvement in 2007 in a car crash under the influence of heroin and found over 200 pills in his car. We all know the story about him trying to smuggle pills into the in prison. All right. Yeah. And of course, in 2012, Garrett died at training camp in Lehigh due to a heroin overdose. And Tank, my question to you here is twofold. You know that my family is very important to me.
Correct.
But I've never spent that much time with my family. Basically, since I was 9 years old, 10 years old, my family was gone. Oh. Sister Wendy enlisted in the Army at 17. She was out. My sister Connie went on to college and then enlisted in the Army. My parents split up. So I've never had that, large family nucleus. As a matter of fact, anybody that knows that's listening, my family puts the fun in dysfunctional. Let's just be honest. But you are a different story. Your family's everything to you. You talk to your mother almost every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to,
but that's not true.
Didn't say, I'm sorry, Buttons. I was talking about Pops. I was talking about Pops. But here's the question, and I'm building this up because I think this is one of the most important questions that's never been asked. Five kids in that household, And it's a Mormon household.
Correct.
Let's not beat around the bush here, okay? The Mormon religion does nothing except stress family.
A little bit.
All of it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's what it's all about. It's the family nucleus. It's everything there. If family is first and foremost in his world, why are you not taking a step away from an occupation that clearly kept him away from the family, or in this case, so occupied, you don't even know that your own son is shooting up in a dorm room that's probably three or four doors down from where you're sleeping? My question to you is, is that and did he give his family a shot and did he give up?
His family? I think he gave up. I could tell when Andy first got here, his kid, you know, it seemed like he was trying to make up for something that went down, I guess, before he got the head coaching job. He always had the kids around. So that's how I know Britton Garrett, because they were like barely teenagers.
Like kids.
Yeah, they were kids when I met them. I'm sure
they looked up to you.
They was cool as hell. They let them ride in my car and stuff. But then it was like after about 4 or 5 years of being there, one day one of them came to me and was kind of suggested about some weed.
Say this again.
One of them, after being there, them being there for 4 or 5 years, one of them came to asking me for some weed. And I'm looking, I was like, what the? And so as he was like, we know you got the hookup. So then as I'm thinking about this ordeal, I didn't think anything of it, because I thought they were just because they were in high school, you know, that was the thing to do. I was like, but I don't do that with kids. You're not my kids, and I don't do that. That's a grown-up thing that you should know nothing about, one. Then the other thing, so the other part of what you're saying, you kind of knew when they came to training camp and one of them was on punishment. Do you know why he was on punishment? Britt, he was on punishment. At the tender age of 15, he got his nipple pierced. And do you know how?
Not quite privileged information.
Do you know how I found out? We were playing around and stuff, and then he did something, and I grabbed him. He's like, He's like, so then, Gary was like, yeah, he got in trouble for that shit. He got in trouble. That's what. And so it's like, when looking at it, and then finding out what was going down later on, and then hearing other, I know a lot of cops. I love the cops. I talk to cops all the time, and one of the stories were they used to supply the drugs for the high school parties. And
Britton Garrett,
the cocaine, the pills, the whole shebang, everything. And this is in high school. And this is, as a kid,
Jesus,
it's like, as I had to wait to get grown up to hear about all the shit that I'm telling you about now. It's like my parents didn't play that shit. Point blank, they didn't play that. It's like you do what you want once you get out of this motherfucker. But you don't do,
because I'm the big dog.
Yes, you do what I say, not you do as I say, not as I do. And you take your ass to school, you get your education, and you get the hell out of here. Now the other part with what I'm saying is I end up meeting some people that went to school with them, and it was they were saying the exact same things. And then as it started materializing to me more and more, that I had the right idea, and I knew that they were
heading down a trail.
They had a bad trail. But then you look at the way that their parents, that they're not around at all. And how can there be any? Well, you know, when I told you about what happened at Super Bowl weekend, she was when we were there. She was standing.
Does Wayne Brady have to smack a bitch?
And, well, she told everybody else's wife to shut the fuck up and be happy you're here. When everybody, that's my table. My bad. That's my table.
I thought it was me.
It's me. So she told everybody else that we were in Jacksonville. Now nobody will fucking say this, but we had to have an emergency meeting because they put our families and that their wives, because you got a free room and then you got to pay for a room for your family. So the room that they pay for, most people's wives were staying in those rooms, and those rooms look like shit.
Really?
And it was because remember Jacksonville had the hurricane that year before. And the hotel apparently showed them a sign. So she told the wives to shut the fuck up and be happy you're there. Now,
I remember you telling me that.
And so when she said that, we had to have an emergency meeting because you don't tell players' wives to shut the fuck up and be happy you're there. And we're not.
What did Andy say about that when confronted?
When confronted, he was like, we're doing well. A lot of people.
Did he? Know.
Yeah. He was pretty much stammering around because
he sounds to me
like a bitch.
No, I was going to say it differently, but no, it was either he is extremely Kurt is the word I want to use.
Right.
Like in post-game interviews, uh-huh. when, you know, he was in the process of getting fucking drilled.
Right.
All while he's sitting in front of the camera, and he should have been home making sure his kids weren't doing fucking drugs.
Right. And the thing,
or he sounds like he would flounder
yeah.
a lot of times.
In that situation,
your new Delta Tau Chi nickname is Flounder. Flounder? Why not?
So we're in that situation. Like, you're mind you, I'm not married, so I found out about the emergency meeting that Wednesday morning. If anybody says it's different, I was on the player committee, so I don't. So I was in the meeting. And before we went into the meeting, I'm standing there, I'm talking to the guys with the wives.
Hold on. What's up? Keenan.
What are you saying?
I've got to do a better job at containing my wife and kids.
Yes, he does. Now, the other part of that, too, was...
sorry.
It's like, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, because, you know, my mom and dad, they were chilling in the room that we had, because it wasn't that bad, but it was a slanty shanty.
St. George is with us. How many kids you guys got? Yeah, me either. Out of my lane. Peace.
But the killing point of this story, when she said was that David Akers had a pair of socks that his 2-year-old had been walking around the hotel that they had the people staying in. And they looked like a pair of shucks. You know what shucks were? They were socks with soles on them.
Okay.
But they were white, but they didn't have the fucking soles on them. They were black from the kid walking around the place. And there were roaches. Exactly. So you telling, and the other part, the kicker to this part was the skank was staying in the same hotel as the players. And so that's why the meeting was, because you tell everybody else to shut the fuck up and be happy that you're here.
Right.
Come on. Come on. Really? No. I don't think anybody who tells you anything different could go fuck themselves, because I know which meeting I was in.
Right.
And I didn't know, because when everybody came, and they was like, we need to have a meeting. We need to have a meeting now. And I was like, what's up? And so he's like, yeah, she told everybody, why just shut the fuck up and be happy here. I was like, this is going to be bad.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting
Nothing
there like,
good could come from this.
No. So I'm sitting there because my parents were chilling. So I'm sitting there like, this is about to be some shit. This is going to be awkward.
We were in a trailer park.
Yeah. And so, but we
violating a New England Patriots sex doll we put together. Hold on. We gotta get to the room here, because this is Jesus.
Okay.
You guys are on fire in the room tonight. All right, here we go. Thanks for keeping thanks for keeping our shorts on. No problem, Mark. Shady was NFL All Decade Team for 2000, 6-time Pro Bowl. Whatever. No, he's not a Hall of Famer. Let's see here. Sorry, guys. This is the show where we don't give a shit if we screw up.
Right.
So sad. What's up, guys? Shady tweeted out a plot of Avengers Endgame when he saw it before most people.
Oh yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah, that was jacked up.
Oh my God. What's shaking over on you?
Sorry.
What is it?
That's the whole table. Sorry.
Is it?
See, look.
Which we'll find out exactly what's shaking over there. Lou Mancini Q, you said two words about where you were going here. I could tell right away by your tone of voice. I think often about what went wrong there. Matt Edgar, love you, man. Quimby, you have your Green Legion family, and we love you. I love you too, brother. I love all you guys, man. Russ Taylor, you would just wonder if the NFL would ever step in and say, get your house in order before you can lead young men on the field.
Seriously. Thank you.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ, because a lot of people say the same exact thing. And it's sad to see when you see the things that go down to this magnitude, and you can't even get your own house straight, but you expect us to follow.
Expect
you.
Us.
And but not only that, but then you try to, when people say they run the business like a family, sometimes your own fucking family treats you like hammer shit. So
it's because your family is the one that can get away with it.
Now treat me like a business person. Treat me with business. Just let.
Mike English
right,
just lived next door to his mother for 9 months during a pandemic in Maryland. She loved every minute of it. yeah, Lonnie, exactly. Sounds like the boys were craving their dad's attention or somebody's attention. Yeah. We're getting it somewhere. Brian Walton, this sounds like the Osbournes.
Oh, God.
Seriously, Lou, this is speechless stuff, man.
Yeah.
Let's see if I get to it. Zach says, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Now, you remember the part about the respect thing, about God with respect and integrity that I was talking about earlier? And it was going. Remember, he said it was going to happen to you one of these days.
Lou, he went to St. Pius. Did you go to St. Pius? My father went to St. Pius.
Oh, God.
Lou Mancini. I think his father and my father went to high school together. Am I right there, Lou? I don't remember. I got to figure. I'll figure that out on the break. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But
I was going to tell you about the go out with integrity and respect.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to tell you about it now?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get through the room here. I'm sorry, man. You guys have never been this on fire in the room.
Well, because it's one of those things where, this is one of those things like,
you should have known.
Like Le'Veon Bell should have known.
Should have known.
He should have known. Even though he's burned a couple of teams, but he should have known. And even with the team with Pittsburgh, they just weren't trying to pay him, but they were trying to use him up. And a lot of people say that he rubbed the coaches the wrong way. How the fuck do you rub the coaches the wrong way?
Johnny Gildem?
That's the right way.
Ah, my bad.
But this is the thing with the rubbing them the wrong way. First of all, Adam Gase is an idiot and that they got fired in with the Jets. And the second one is because he said out of
here. Are we going back to Le'Veon Bell?
A little bit. Hold on.
How are we getting back to him?
This is just a second to what we're saying with Andy, where he should have known better. See, with the first team, they were trying to use him, and they were going to use him up, and that's all they want to do. And everybody said, "Oh, it's the franchise tag. It's this and that." But you could. But all you, if it's just a franchise tag, pay me like I'm the franchise. Pay me like that,
right?
And give me some stability. Stability. And you act like, but everybody was acting like that he hadn't put in the years. He even took one of the years of being a franchise, and then he just didn't take it no more.
Brian Walton, it's We Don't Give a Fuck Mondays with Get Tanked Happy Hour.
Damn Skippy.
All right, let's do this.
We'll take a quick break.
You guys, again, don't go anywhere. Short songs tonight. I'm going to play this one for my Flyers fans out there. And Bud Light Get Tanked Happy Hour, powered by Green Legion Radio, brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Check them out at MCSinc-PA.com. We come back.
Or the number. You know the number?
484-202-3656. There it is. 484-202-3656, everybody. Stick around. Last segment coming up. We're talking Sixers and Phillies, and then we getting the fuck out of here.
Damn, Skippy, to watch the Sixers.
Watch the Sixers. Yeah. But stay with us. It's been a great show so far. Interesting stuff to talk about with the Sixers and no Diaz. Be back right after this. Bud Light, Get Tanked Happy Hour. Powered by Green Legion Radio and brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. That was me trying to wait a couple seconds.
Yeah.
And I screwed that up. Sorry, Nate. Have fun with that edit. Hey, everybody. Brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. 10% off your order if you mention the Green Legion Radio show on any size order. That's pretty big, you guys. Yeah. MCSinc-PA.com or call 484-202-3656. I got it memorized now.
Awesome sauce.
484-202-3656. All right. You guys, we are going to move real quick here. We're going to talk for 60 seconds about the Phillies.
Okay.
Then we're going Sixers, and then we're getting out of here and watching the Sixers.
Damn, Skippy.
So I flipped that on the run sheet.
Okay.
House, but it's no big deal. Hey, look. Mm-hmm. Phillies. Hold on. I'm going to go over here and come back with a better attitude.
Just as well. Yeah.
Phillies. Mm-hmm. 5-1 last week.
Awesome toss.
All right. Taking two from the Yankees, which was great. And watching Aaron Nola. Everybody say pop together with me at the same time on three. One, two, three, pop. That was Aaron Nola getting his head out of his ass yesterday. And it was good to see his curveball was rocking yesterday.
You know what I think it is though with him. I think it's like during April up until it gets really warm here. He's like, because it happens every year since he's been here.
I think he's like bipolar Ben.
No. Until it gets warm here.
Bullshit.
Plays, I'm telling you. Go back and look at his career.
Well, guess what?
He's warm now.
Guess what? If we're going to win a World Series with him, we're going to have to play November baseball.
Yeah.
If my man can't compete,
he needs to get his head
there's something ass. That is different about
what?
Your station. So adjust everything that is on a platform. That's it, right? No, it's not. It's your mic.
Yeah.
All right. Push the there in the top. No.
Wrong way.
Use the top of the microphone.
Okay.
And push it in. You have your shit pushed in, bro.
Nope.
All right. Now, is it doing it?
Nope.
See, that's what it was.
That's what it was. Good thing.
Sorry, guys. A little loose. It's hitting season.
Yeah, she was a little loose.
She was. It is hitting season right now.
Like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
Like opening up the door, sticking your dick out, and trying to fuck the world. It was my father's favorite expression for a long time. Yeah, it's about as fun as opening up the door, sticking your dick out, and trying to fuck the world.
Do what you want with her and broom her quick. She's up.
First of all, everybody, we appreciate you guys being in the room tonight. That's all we're going to say about Phillies. Hey, big week this week.
Yeah.
They've got the Dodgers. And
somebody else is good. I couldn't remember. But I love the fact that I do love? I had the privilege of going to the baseball brunch over at 1100 Social. It was a tremendous affair. I ate 3 or 4 plates of bacon and eggs. They were delicious.
Oh, that's right. They got the Dodgers and Giants.
Yes.
Bacon's fine.
Captain Coconut Oil.
Captain Coconut Oil.
I hope we kick his ass this time.
Giggy, Jamie, I'm with you.
So it was tremendous. But I was watching the Yankees. Anybody knows me, that knows I'm 4 for 4. And then sometimes people from other teams recognize me. People from other places were playing somebody, and I'm at one of the functions. They'd be like, "Oh, I know who you are." I was like, "Yeah, but you got on opposing team colors."
It's hysterical.
It's like,
he won't talk to you if you're wearing opposing team.
It's like,
don't talk to me if you're wearing a fucking Yankees jersey.
I don't. Well, what the my thing has always been, my dad has always told me, do not associate with the enemy before battle.
Is that like Luke Williams? Was that hazing? Do we know about that yet?
I don't think it was.
Did you guys see the photo?
I saw that, and I was like, didn't he just fucking get here? He hasn't learned anything yet. But when what I'm saying was at the brunch, I'm sitting there, and you know how sometimes when somebody starts, they always think it's us starting a fight. They always think it's the Philly fans starting a fight.
Luke Williams wearing a Brooklyn jersey and a carrying a case of Yingling Lager Light.
Looking like a douche nozzle. Completed.
And a JBL speaker.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird shit going on in this photo.
There's a lot of Brooklyn kick me in the teeth type stuff going on. I would not have let him on a plane as a veteran on there. I'm just letting you know. He would have had to take that off. Point blank. Unless
that's rookie hazing.
It's not rookie hazing. They got to wear everybody else had on Sixers stuff. So people was dressed up like AI. It was sweet. So, but what I was saying was quickly. So I was saying at the baseball brunch, I'm sitting there chilling, enjoying my bacon and eggs. And it's one of the, I'm looking at all the Yankee fans, and it's the one, everybody else is cool as a cucumber. All the Phillies fans, we're chilling. We haven't said anything derogatory or done anything. So the one fuckstick that you don't expect to say shit, he's in a fucking wheelchair. And he looks like
that guy.
Yeah, that rolling tub of goo. He was just talking shit, just spewing like Philly slob.
You know what?
You're in the wheelchair.
He's earned it.
Whether
or not you have to listen to him doesn't matter. But he's earned the right to say whatever he wants.
Not really. I asked him. I was like, well, if we're shit, why do you have on sneakers? Because you're not running anywhere.
Ooh,
is it too soon? Sorry. Sorry, folks. But he was acting like an ass.
Okay, now let's try to get an answer from someone who's not a complete retard.
But that's all. It was like he was the only one that made the it was a great experience.
Oh, David Harris, you guys are on fire tonight, man. Hold on. I'm almost offended right now.
What happened?
Well, no, just you and David Harris. Everybody making fun of the dude in the wheelchair.
I went, but no, he was the one talking shit.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He doesn't get to do that. Fuck that.
I don't know.
He wants to be like everybody else. I'm going to treat him like everybody else. Fuck that. Like, why do you have on shoes? Why do you have on a jogger? Why do you have on a jogger? Stop it. All right.
Okay. I got a better idea. Let's talk 76ers and get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Quick.
Hey, sorry about that.
I'm just saying. Let's get out of here quick. All right, everyone.
Okay.
Couple of interesting notes about 76ers. First of all, Joel looks pretty healthy, although there was another scare when he came down awkwardly after that rebound on Friday.
Right.
And grabbed his knee and winced.
Right.
It was a little scary, but he stayed in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Simmons.
Right.
Still do not understand
why he doesn't attack more.
Bipolar Ben.
Yeah. I want him to attack more. And it's like
we all want him to attack more. Is he not doing it? Here's the question.
Okay.
Is he not doing it because he's afraid of going to the free throw line?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's what it is?
It may be a combination of two things. I know what he's trying to get everybody involved at first. And but I'd rather
there was a bad pass to Seth Curry.
Exactly.
And Seth it couldn't even get a shot off. That's how much he was covered.
I know.
And Ben was at the rim.
I know.
Get up and slam that
slam
shit
it down. I think it's gonna come with just a little bit more of Doc Rivers. See, he's kind of like,
let's look at that.
Okay, what are we looking at? What?
Houston. Matt Edgar, what's the over under tonight?
What's the over under? Look at that real quick.
I'll tell you what, with Danny Green out.
Right.
Danny Green was in there predominantly for defense.
Now, no, he was in there for his 3-point.
For his 3-point.
Yeah.
But
with Matisse in there for his.
We're gonna get to that
for
a hot second. But all right, continue, please. While I bet.
So what you were talking about was Danny Green being out. I thought Danny Green was the Achilles heel of this series pretty much because Trae Young was going ham with him on him. He had 21 in the first half, the first game.
Dude, by the way, I cannot stop with the hairstyles on.
Which one, Trae Young?
No, just the Hawks in general. You got Trae Young, yeah, who's going to be bald in 2 years.
Yeah, everybody say he's like he's standing up top. Yeah.
Hold on, Trae, my man. I'm not talking to you as somebody that's playing you in the league semifinals. Yeah. I'm talking to you as a man.
Okay.
Bald is beautiful, baby.
Yeah,
you know. Don't LeBron this shit.
I know.
Just when it's time to go, just get rid of it. But I can't make anything serious statement wise when you got Capella running around doing his best Rasheed Wallace.
No, that's not Rasheed Wallace. You know what that is? That's Big Daddy Kane in his prime.
Yes.
In his prime. Now the thing with I was cracking up because Trae Young looks like Elder Barge now. Like Elder Barge now. Like now. Not with Elder Barge, young yes. Elder Barge. Elder Barge now.
Oh, no, that's great.
It's like so, but with what's going on, he was Danny Green was the I think he if you haven't noticed, we played a lot better since they've been trading him off and put and plus he went cold on his 3-pointers, so I think this would be a good time for him to get his ones and twos about himself and come back and be what he was during the season.
You guys, Fox Sports The Gambler.
Yes.
All right. You know our station, even though this is not a show that's syndicated by that station. Mm-hmm. The over-under right now is 226, and I'm going to tell you right now, I do not like the over.
Hmm.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Tell me why.
Right now. All right. First,
quickly.
I'm going through my list here.
Okay.
All right. I wanted to get to this. All right. Bipolar Ben, take the foul shots.
Yeah.
All right. Even if you're not making them, mm-hmm, you're helping the rest of the team when they get fouled. If you get,
right,
you know, you can get Ben, you could single-handedly get a team in foul trouble in the first quarter. They could have five team fouls on you in less than 10 minutes if you keep driving the ball. And if they want to play that Ben Simmons foul game,
mm-hmm,
good. Fuck them. Do it.
Hit one or two.
Do it. It doesn't even matter because everybody else that gets fouled, mm-hmm, nowhere near the basket is going to be shooting two.
Right.
But everybody else on the team can actually shoot foul shots. So correct. Do that. Tobias looks great.
Looks awesome. I love the way he's attacking, too. He's attacking more.
He is just consistent, and he looks like he's playing a little angry. I love mm-hmm. Seth Curry.
Yeah.
Love what Seth's doing. Not afraid to drive the net. He's a little, yeah, he's cute, man. He's cute. So here's the interesting element. All right. You're right. With Danny Green out, you have two choices.
Right.
You got Furkan Korkmaz.
Yes.
Or you got Matisse Thybulle. And with what they've been able to do since game one, with taking away the three-point shot,
mm-hmm.
all right, you have to have Matisse in there starting.
Yeah.
Not only that, this is a very interesting stat.
Okay.
With Matisse and Ben Simmons in the backcourt together on defense, mm-hmm. during the season, they created turnovers 18.9% of opposition possessions. Oh. That's one out of fucking five, man.
Nice.
One out of five.
Sounds awesome.
So I'm going to say this. All right. I think they're going to start Matisse.
Okay.
I think they should start Matisse.
Yes.
And with that over-under actually going up a point and a half,
right.
and Danny Green not in the lineup,
mm-hmm.
and them starting Matisse, 226.
I'm taking the over.
I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the over.
All right. Well,
you know I'm taking the over? Because I think we scored 120 every time we played them, 120 plus.
Well, I'll tell you what. They don't want to go down 3-1 going right. back to Philadelphia.
They don't want to, but it's not like
I don't know if they're going to have a chance.
Yeah, I don't think because what do they got? I think what
if you're going to play Matisse
right.
and Ben
right.
together
right?
I don't think Atlanta's putting up more than 105.
They're not, but we're gonna put
and we're averaging 120.
Yeah, exactly. But I think they at least get 100, 101, 102,
and we're averaging 120.
And so it's 126.
Well, it's 226 is the over under, yeah. and that ain't hitting.
I think it's gonna be over.
Well, I would appreciate it if you root for the under because I just put in a dime.
Okay. I'll root for the under.
and you know what? You could actually put in Korkmaz.
Okay. You're going to put in Korkmaz.
But you do that when Bogdan mm-hmm. and Trey
right.
are sitting on the bench.
Correct. Because those are the killers. They was killing the
Korkmaz. His defense blows.
His defense is decent at best.
No, his defense blows.
When I say decent at best,
hold on.
It doesn't hamstring
blows.
It doesn't hamstring him because he's young.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
Because we've got 15 minutes.
Yeah, about 15 minutes. Yeah. So it's like, what was I was supposed to say? Yeah, something. Oh, yeah, I was supposed to give you the back part of the you getting old story.
Yes.
Okay. So it is, you'll appreciate this. It was pretty fucking funny. I was like, going in, the year before I got traded, remember Corey Simon was about to become a free agent, so they franchised Corey.
Corey Simon was about to own his own zip code.
Yeah,
he was with that ass.
Yeah, so a girl said he has childbearing hips, but I digress. So, as we all know, that was the year that I was having the issues with my contract and the TO ordeal. So before coming to training camp, I had a meeting with Andy, and so he was telling me that they were not gonna. I had an incentive laden contract based on playing time, and they were yanking me out of the game during regular season games, which messed with that. But then during the playoffs, they were playing me way more. So. He said that you'll make at least one of the incentives, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I say, all y'all going to do is wait till Corey's not going to come to training camp. I'm going to do all the fucking work. And he's just going to come to training camp and then start in front of me. And I'm going to be fucked again. He's like, I promise you that's not going to happen. So I pretty much went and start. Then they draft Mike Patterson. And so then I'm starting.
How's he doing?
He's doing pretty good.
All right, he had some.
He had the brain surgery and stuff. Yeah, I talked to him from time to time.
Cool, my guy. Cool.
Yeah, he lives in Jersey. So what ended up happening was, so he came to training camp and I went to starting job. I'm starting, and so as the TO thing unfolds, and then Donovan gets hurt. So it's like midway through the season, Tommy Brady said he needed to talk to me. So I'm like, okay. So he said when he came to me and we were sitting down at lunch. And he said, "We want to start the young guy." He's like, "Do you understand?" I was like, "Yes." He's like, well, oh, wait, wait. He was like, why do you
know?
That's like, so he's like, why are you doing that? I was like, well, you know, I lead the defense line of tackles. I grade out the best every game. So I don't, why me?
Right.
He's like, and then so
he floundered like Andy.
Yeah. He floundered. He's like, I kind of got to do what they tell me. And so as I'm doing this, I was like, you know what? I know. And I do understand. And what it resonated to me, what was happening. And so at that point, I no longer wanted to be an Eagle.
Mm.
And watching him out there play, getting his ass whooped and just doing spot duty. And then people was like, you know, the teammates kept asking me what's wrong, because it became a true job. And when I say a true job, I used to look anybody that
you no longer look forward to being here.
Yeah, I no longer look forward to being here. And I almost kicked a couple of people's ass in the facility just because. And it was like, it took me totally out of character, and I couldn't wait to get the fuck out of here. And I just remembered what the older guy told me. He's like, you'll be at this position too. It's not the record. It's like, but it happens to everybody. They try to usher you out the best way they feel like they know how. They want to make themselves look good, and they're going to try to make you look bad. And that's exactly what happened. And I just tried to make sure that I fucked over him every time I played against him. Mm. That's why if anybody goes back and watches the Saints, any other Saints game, the first two games they played against the Saints when I was there, I called out the first five plays that Andy was going to call. That's how I know that he called another calls in with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh my God! Remember when what's his name? Kevin Cobb,
yeah,
in Arizona, was calling it out. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, and so we and then you listen, and then what I also learned too was listen to your fucking mom. Because exactly. She told me distinctly, don't trust that fat motherfucker. He's a snake in the grass. And those were her distinct words. And I'm wrapping it up because I love
Sixers time.
Sixers time. It's about that time. It'll be about to go watch the Sixers. And I'm about to get some bang bang shrimp.
I was about to say.
Damn, Skippy.
With everything that you're feeling bad about right now.
The bang bang shrimp.
Bang bang shrimp. Waiting for you, baby.
The large order, too.
I know. All right, everybody. On behalf of myself and number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas, this is Quimby. This is the Get Tanked Happy Hour. This is the Bud Light Get Tanked Happy Hour. And it's powered by Green Legion Radio. And it's brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential and MCS Custom Cabinetry. Everybody, I saw it. I don't know who said it. Mm-hmm. Only one appropriate song on the way out tonight.
Let's go.
You guys.
Sixers,
10, 9, 8, 76ers, baby. Yeah. We will see you on Thursday.